This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Up to 2,000 Afghan refugees are expected to resettle in Colorado by the end of the year, and many are in need of basic food and supplies, as CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
And a flower.
Thornton-based food bank Food for Hope has boxed up over 100 meal kits. They're delivering them to refugee families that resettled in the Adams County area after the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan this fall. Program manager Reva McIntosh says the demand they've seen is huge.
They've gone through so much, so if it's one less thing for them to think about just for a couple days even, then maybe it just can lift their spirits a little more, you know.
The meal kits will be delivered in the coming weeks. The state's Refugee Services Program also put together a wish list from refugee families in Denver and Colorado Springs. That list is on their website. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Vicente Fernandez, the iconic Mexican singer, died over the weekend at the age of 81. For many Mexican Americans, including Denverite Justine Sandoval, Fernandez's traditional Mexican music, which acted as a soundtrack to weddings, parties, quinceañeras, and more, helped them connect with their elders.
I think it just kind of reminds us about our culture, our past, and how we're going to, as a next generation, keep that culture alive.
Sandoval's grandmother, who died on the same date 2 years ago, saw him sing at the Denver Coliseum in the late 1970s. A truck driver convicted of causing a fatal pileup on I-70 was sentenced to 110 years in prison. Rogel Aguilera Mederos crashed his truck in 2019, killing 4 people and injuring 6 more. Mederos says the truck's brakes failed, but prosecutors claim he could have just used multiple runaway ramps. This is CPR and KRCC.